Sport on RTE Radio 1 with Kia. Discover our exciting 231 range of electric and hybrid vehicles. For more, see kia.com.
Morning, Ireland. Des is here with the sports news, and you've a special person to talk about.
Yeah, well, it was a big surprise in the GAA World last night on you. Donegal captain Michael Murphy announced his decision to retire from intercounty football after an extraordinary career. I think he was, I only started thinking about it last night, I think he was possibly the best player of his generation. But he's one of those ones, you don't sum up his career by listing what silverware he won, because Donegal don't win a lot of silverware. They won a lot more during his time, but they'd only won one All-Ireland in the 130 or 40 years of the GAA before. But his talent was extraordinary and his leadership was remarkable. He was a brilliant full forward, the best full forward around, but he played midfield sometimes, and people say, why isn't he in full forward? They needed him out midfield to win the ball, and the problem was he'd kick it into full forward, where if he was there they'd have been far more effective again. The former Donegal defender Eamon McGee writes in the Star today, there were players 10 years older than him who would hang on his every word in the dressing room. He was 17 when he started playing. He was made captain at 21 and led Donegal to their second All-Ireland title. He won lots of awards, All-Stars, Ulster titles, Young Footballer of the Year, but he kind of epitomised the spirit of his county, which is a rare enough thing. And that was reflected in a statement last night where his pride, it was all about Donegal, and it was unusual to see someone lay bare their pride in their county like that. But
it's interesting the impact one individual can have, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. It would be unfair to the other lads to say he dragged them to their success, but he certainly, I don't think they'd have achieved anything like it without him. Stephen Kenny, meanwhile, has a big night tonight. He'll field his strongest possible side for tonight's friendly international with Norway in front of a big house at the Aviva, and the Irish manager has declared his entire squad fit and available for selection ahead of this game and Sunday's match in Malta.
Not massive changes really in the team. Obviously there will be changes between now and some changes between now and Sunday. We were very privileged that such a massive crowd is going again to the Aviva Stadium. It's really, really brilliant. I'm not sure what the final figures will be or are, but it's not far away from being full, and it's really, really exceptional from the Irish support. We look forward to, you know, trying to do that justice.
Yeah, and you can watch the match on RT2 and hear live commentary on Radio 1 Extra from 7:45. Now, Andy Farrell will today name the Irish rugby team to play Australia on Saturday night. Captain Johnny Sexton has declared himself fit again. And Michael Corcoran has been talking to back row Josh van der Fleer, who has been nominated for World Player of the Year. But Josh says the nomination simply comes from being part of successful teams.
Obviously, it's gone really well for the Irish team this year. Been lucky to be part of two great teams in Leinster and in Ireland, and I think when the team goes really well, it makes everyone else and the lads who play, it makes them look good as well. So I guess I'm fortunate to play with a lot of good players on some good teams and really well coached. So I suppose it's a product of that, and even seeing Johnny nominated as well, I guess it shows the influence he has and how he's driven other players to be better, including myself. Thought he was very deserving of it, and it's a nice thing to get, but certainly it's as a result of the team and how well we've worked the last year or so.
So it was a good start against South Africa. I know you weren't involved yourself last week, but it did appear as if it kind of dropped or dipped. The whole idea is to get it back up there again.
Definitely. We want to finish off with a performance we can be proud of and hopefully make it our best performance so far. That's the goal. We've worked hard. We worked hard last week. The performance probably wasn't quite where we wanted it to be, but definitely hoping to finish off with our best performance. I think the focus has been the last couple of years, but certainly over this block of games that we try and improve each week, no matter who we're playing. So certainly be trying to put in as best performance as possible against Australia.
Now in golf, Gary Hurley of Waterford and Kinsale's John Murphy will both play on the DP World Tour next year, having successfully come through the qualifying school stage in Spain. Meanwhile, at the other end of that sphere, there's €10 million up for grabs at the season-ending DP World Tour Championship in Dubai this morning. The winner gets €3 million. Roy McIlroy is a strong favourite. He tees off at 8:45 with Ryan Fox. Shane Lowry starts alongside Victor Hovland at 8:25. The early leaders, Kurt Katayama and Sebastian Soderbergh, on 3 under par. And finally, racing today at Clonmel, where the Grade 2 Clonmel Oil Chase is the feature.